listen on the website in a few minutes. Freedom from alienation from the Lord. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 23. Now, this is very interesting scripture. And this is just what the Word says. Okay, I'm reading it from the New Living Translation because reading it from King James, you go, huh? And you don't know what it really meant. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? How many of you use whithersoever thou goest in your daily speaking? You say, where are you going? Right? Because we get over that whithersoever stuff, right? Can you imagine having to talk like that all the time? Can you imagine trying to be an auctioneer doing that? It wouldn't work real well, would it, ladies? Okay. Now this one, this is what it says, New Living Translation. If a man's testicles are crushed or his penis is cut off, now we don't read that scripture very often, do we? But it's right there, it's in the book, isn't it? He may not be admitted to the assembly of the Lord. Now let me talk about something. Now this is a little strange place to stop, but you think about it. What is going on right now in our culture with Bruce and Caitlyn, or Caitlyn Jenner?
He's transgender.
What'd he do?
He changed his parts,
didn't he?
Lord, go, Dr. Runnels. Come on, man.
Okay, now listen. How relevant is the scripture now? Bruce Jenner.
God.
He was an Olympic athlete, swimming athlete, who
recently
underwent a sex change operation. He thought he's Caitlyn.
He's Caitlyn.
Yeah, he's Caitlyn now.
No, he's still Bruce.
Well, we know he's still Bruce, but.
God didn't make a mistake for some reason. God didn't kind of do all that stuff. Okay? But you see what is happening right here? He set himself up. Now, not like, actually, he thinks he can still have kids, and they got ways they can make that happen.
My God.
They kind of change the plumbing and stuff like that. It's a little weird. Oh, man. I have no problem being a man. Y'all don't have a problem being women. You don't have a problem being women. Live like it that way. God didn't, he knew what he was up to, right?
Yeah.
But what happens is there's an alienation from the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
Okay? Now the next verse, if a person is illegitimate by birth, neither he nor his descendants for 10 generations may be admitted to the assembly of the Lord. Those of you who have experienced illegitimate births and things like that in your lineage somewhere, that has impacted you, has it not?
Yes.
Okay? Our friend, she admit in her, she knows in her lineage there was illegitimacy, right?
That's my mother.
Your mother, and you know it in your lineage. It's not so foreign to us as we would like to think it would be. Some people like to think that they're perfect and nobody has this kind of problem in their lineage. I can go back 10 generations. I can find a whole lot of stuff you don't like.
I have a question. As far as an illegitimate birth, is that just when you, I mean, basically when you have a child out of wedlock?
Basically, yes. Okay. Now, here's the funny thing. People, they will still be married, but have it with somebody else.
Okay.
But they think they're still in wedlock because they're still married, even though they're committing adultery or fornicating with somebody who's not married or not their spouse. Mm-hmm. Or there are those who think they can have multiple spouses. We get into all kinds of weird things there, even not adopting. All right?
With deception and getting married, you know, to the person, but deception was outside.
It was still outside of covenant. Because God's real big on covenant. Have you noticed that? Okay. Now, what about this third one? No Ammonite or Moabite or any of their descendants for 10 generations may be admitted to the assembly of the Lord. Now, who is Ammon and who is Moab? Now, remember, Lot. And Lot's daughter said, there's no man who's going to marry us, so we're going to have to help ourselves. Let's get our daddy drunk and sleep with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the oldest went in and had
committed incest
with him, and the Moabites came out of that. And then the next night, the younger sister did the same thing. Lot had no idea what was going on, but then they show up pregnant sometime later. You know, you can't keep something as a secret. Have you noticed? Be sure your sin will find you out. Is that correct? Okay. If it will find you out, then that's one of those ways it will definitely find you out. All right? The word Ammonite actually means incest.
Huh.
Okay? Now, some people have been born incestuous, out of an incestuous relationship. I told you about the group of pastors that they thought it was their duty to break into daughters. We have known people that they thought it was their kid, and it wasn't their kid. It was someone else's kid that had happened while they were still married to so-and-so. That's not uncommon around here.
No, it ain't.
Okay. It's the family secret that nobody wants to talk about, but it's the, always the elephant in the room. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about it, but you know what happened. Okay, now what happens with an incestuous situation? They get talked about all the time. Those little, the hens gather around and they just go at it. Well, you're working on me today. Yeah. But they always have something to say about so-and-so because they're not really part of the family, legitimately. I hate to tell you, there are no illegitimate babies. They all got here legitimately. The laws of nature are, man and woman get together to see the exchange, you're going to have a baby. Okay, so that's not illegitimate. The illegitimate part is it was outside of covenant. Right? So when I hear the term illegitimate baby, that's not necessarily accurate. They're perfectly legitimate. Right?
It's the parents.
Okay? Now, they look, Leviticus 26:42 says, if they can confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery that they committed against me, and also in walking contrary to me, so that I walk contrary to them. Have you noticed sometimes you can do things that are sin, and the Lord, you're no longer walking with the Lord, you're walking against Him? Mm-hmm. Right? You made an about face in the wrong direction, and what are you experiencing? Where the Lord was walking with you, He's walking contrary. Your face, you're headed in different directions. Okay. Oh, then I will see. I walked contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies. Anybody ever experienced that after you did some stuff? Not that we're bragging on our stuff, but we, you know, that sin always has a price. If then their uncircumcised heart is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. Not only will He heal you, He will heal your land. Anybody ever experienced your land that seemed like it was under a curse? You couldn't grow anything there, nothing was blessed on that. If you started a business, it failed, that type of thing. So you have all these kind of things that play into that. All right? Now, here's the curse of the eunuch. Okay? When you confess the sins of your forefathers regarding the curse of the eunuch, and you repent for the emasculation, the destruction of seed, and of lineage, the violence, the selfishness, the self-destruction of the individuals involved in that sin, and then you've got to forgive your ancestors because they didn't know what they were doing. Okay? The victim and the subsequent generations are innocent of the sin, but still under the curse of the eunuch. Does that make sense? Okay. How about this one? The curse of illegitimacy. When you confess the sins of your forefathers regarding the curse of the bastard, you repent for the fornication, adultery, rape, selfishness, and abandonment of the individuals involved in the original sin, and forgive your ancestors because they knew not what they did to their seed. The child and the subsequent generations are innocent of the sin, but still under the curse of illegitimacy. And with that is a feeling of never belonging. Folks know what I'm talking about. You know, and you know folks like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Having known folks, no matter where they went, they never felt like they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you could even try to embrace them, but you were never able to break past that wall that was erected about their lives. Okay? The curse of incest. When you confess the sins of your forefathers regarding the curse of incest, you repent for the fornication, adultery, rape, selfishness, violence, and destruction of the individuals involved in the original sin. You forgive your ancestors because they didn't know what they were doing to their seed. The child and the subsequent generations are innocent of the sin, but still under the curse of incest. Okay? So concerning the eunuch, what you need to do is identify those who suffered castration or made a eunuch or made themselves a eunuch, transgenderism can kick into that if possible, and identify those people involved. Now, this is not one so much that you're going to have, oh, I can look up my family tree and see somebody had that. Okay? But you may have been born and then they did something or something happened and it can kick in. All right? It's more likely to kick in under transgender type situations now. Okay? Concerning illegitimacy, identify the illegitimate person in your lineage if possible and identify those involved if possible. Okay? And concerning incest, identify an incestuous birth in your lineage if possible and identify those involved. Now, the reason I want you to do that is because as we go through, in a moment, we're going to go through a prayer, all of us together, and you're going to fill in the blanks if you know the answers to that. That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of you, thanks to grandma and grandpa and their generation, they had no problem doing that. They didn't see it as sin because it became an iniquity. And iniquity is when you do something that is sin so long that you don't think it's sin anymore. Okay. And you think about people who commit certain things, they don't see a problem with it. It's just what we do. Have you heard that? It's just what we do. Okay? We just always, we've always done this. Well, it was wrong the first time you did it. It's wrong the last time you did it. And all the times in between, correct? So, let's all pray this together. Father, I come before you this day on behalf of my family and my seed. I confess the emasculation, the destruction of seed and of lineage, the violence, selfishness, and self-destruction involving castration. I confess the selfishness, abandonment, fornication, possible adultery, rape of my forefathers, and resulting in the illegitimate birth of my whoever was. Okay?
Amen.
I confess the fornication, adultery, and seed. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Rape, selfishness, violence, and destruction that resulted
in the incestuous birth of my whoever was. I forgive them for releasing this curse of the eunuch, the curse of illegitimacy, the curse of incest on our lives. I confess my sin of jealousy and envy of others who are blessed with knowing their place in family, and I resent their ease in groups. I forgive whoever these people are, whom the enemy has used to reinforce the curse of illegitimacy in my life. I have not known who I am, where I come from, and where I belong. I have tried to create an identity by walking in the rebellious ways of my generation and by embracing the things of this world. I forgive those who have gossiped and slandered me and have disdained me because of my worth. And the embarrassment of my birth caused to the family's name and honor. Father, cleanse the oil that has infected my soul. Wash my emotions with the blood of Jesus Christ. Pour out the balm of Gilead to heal the wounds of alienation and loneliness. Dissolve the scar tissue that cripples my ability to love and receive love. Dismantle the structures in my flesh that keep me in prison as an outcast, unable to enter into the family of God. Destroy the lens of rejection that causes me to expect rejection and to reject others. Destroy the stronghold of rejection that distorts my view of others' actions and words. Dismantle every self-protective structure in my flesh that separates me from you and others. As a family, we have suffered the consequences of the sins of our forefathers. We have been under the curse of union, the curse of illegitimacy, and the curse of incest, not belonging anywhere in society, church, school, and even with our extended families. We have walked in a life of bitterness, alienation, rejection, self-rejection, and more. Galatians 3:13 states that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs upon a tree. By an act of faith, I appropriate my freedom from the curse of the eunuch, the curse of illegitimacy, and the curse of incest, because Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, became a curse for me, redeeming me from the curse of you, the curse of illegitimacy, the curse of incest. I am a child of God, just as I am, with all my imperfections and flaws, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I thank you for redeeming me from the slave market of sin and death, and from the prison of isolation and loneliness. You have chosen me to be a covenant child of a covenant-keeping Father, who has accepted me into the Beloved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to take it a step further. Remember our teaching on regions of captivity. And you, part of you, when these things happened in your life, or you were born with some of these things that work in your life. There's a region of captivity known as jealousy and envy. Okay? Just like that prison. Nancy, would you share that testimony about the young man, what you did, just simply what you saw concerning the young man?
Facebook group that I'm part of is a school of ministry. And he was doing an experiment there later. He said that somebody needs to volunteer. And one young man volunteered to be. And then he said to all of us, go into the spirit and think what's wrong with him. And we didn't know him. I never saw him before except once or twice. But I didn't know. I only knew his name. I couldn't even see his picture. And immediately the regions of captivity kicked in, and I saw him in a dungeon, in a cell, and it was written, fear. And I spoke it. And it broke it. He started crying, the man. And then he started confessing that it was true, and that how did we know this, you know, about him? Nobody knew him. He was new in the group. And then he started saying all kinds of, like a can of worms came out of him. He said he was abandoned by his father. He didn't have a father. And he was always in fear. A whole lot of problems. So I walked them into the vision of captivity to get his soul out of that. All the problems came, other people saw other things. Fear, shame, guilt, you know. So we delivered him like this. It was a delivery session. I didn't know that. They didn't know that I was
going to speak. And so when these things happen, there's parts of your soul that get captured by the enemy. And then he holds that part of your soul. And you wonder why you're not. Well, this always bothers you every time you hear this phrase or this situation. Why it kicks in just like it happened yesterday. Right? What's it telling you? There's a region of your soul that the enemy didn't capture and put in prison. I had Walter read before at the very beginning of the service, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. Mm-hmm. Set at liberty them that are bruised, open in prison to those that are bound. Okay? Now, so for some of us, we've been in a prison of jealousy and envy. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, it tells us in James that where there are envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. So are you experiencing confusion in your life?
My God.
Guess what? We found the culprit. Okay. Does this make sense?
It does.
You work.
It really does. This is good teaching. Good teaching.
And you never seem to get past that confusion. It may lift a little bit, but then it comes back and seems to get even stronger. Almost like the other Tuesday night, Dr. Maddie and I were driving back from Chapel Hill. It had rained, you know, and it was foggy. And the closer we got toward out, the more the foggier it got. Right? Sometimes your life, you feel like you're walking in your life through that kind of a fog where you can't see. You see first a quarter of a mile, then you see a couple hundred feet, and then 30 feet, and then sometimes you can't even see past the hood of the car. Okay? But the enemy wants to keep you in kind of bondages like that so that he can keep you bound up and wrapped up and destroy you. The word tells us, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of a what?
A lack of knowledge.
Had you ever considered that your soul, a part of your soul may be captured in a region of jealousy and envy, like a prison cell that has your name on it? So it's time for us to go in and get it out.
Yeah.
Amen? Let's all stand for just a moment. We're going to pray this together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we step. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead and repeat that.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
we step in.
We step in.
To that prison.
to that prison
of jealousy, and of envy, that is where our soul has been captured. And we come in. And we take that part of our soul back. Restore it unto ourselves. And then we restore our soul in the heavenly places. With you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may as well stay standing, because we're going to go through each of these, and I won't have to talk a whole lot about it. How about any unforgiveness toward those who have reinforced this curse of illegitimacy? That can be a real problem, can't it? It can eat you alive. You end up with all kinds of physical things. The itis boys come along. Bursitis, arthritis, rheumatitis, all of them. You name it, the itis brothers. Just like in the itis were in the Old Testament, the itis brothers show up nowadays. And what are they? They're physical manifestations of something wrong in your spirit, in your soul. So, Father, in the name of Jesus. We go into the prison. Of unforgiveness. Toward those who have reinforced the curse of illegitimacy. And we choose. In Jesus' name. To forgive them. And we release ourselves. From this prison. And we come out. With our soul. Intact. We restore it unto ourselves. And then we reestablish our soul. In the heavenly realms. With you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you do this, let the Holy Spirit's going to stir some things in you. Amen. Okay. Now, how about this one? How about the unforgiveness for those who created the conditions of? He needed to keep his zipper up when he didn't. She needed to keep her panties on when she didn't.
Come on.
Even there can even be those who coerce them into this situation that we need to forgive. Okay? So, Father, in the name of Jesus. We go into the prison. Where our soul has been captured. By unforgiveness. For those. Who created the conditions. Of illegitimacy. In our lives. And in Jesus' name. Choose to forgive them. And we come and take our soul. We capture it back. And we take it out of this prison. And in Jesus' name. We restore it unto ourselves. And we restore our soul now. In the heavenly realms. With you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo, glory.
Now, how about unforgiveness and bitterness for those who don't know their place, who have these in groups? You actually become jealous of those who know where they belong and don't have this thing going on against them. You can actually get a bitterness. They always just feel like they're at home. They just feel so comfortable. They're so blessed. Why don't they have these problems? Fortunately for them, they didn't have somebody 10 generations ago who did this, or they've gotten it dealt with, right? But the enemy can trip us up on all kinds of ways, can he?
Yes, he can.
You know, he didn't have to put, just like an 807 or that little bitty cord, it didn't have to be a wall. It could be just a little tiny thing.
Amen.
You're almost microscopic sometimes. Where did that come from? So, Father, in the name of Jesus. We go into the prison. Of unforgiveness. And bitterness. Toward those. Who know their place. Who have ease in groups. And have a sense of belonging. We have been jealous toward them. And we forgive them. And in the name of Jesus. We take back the captured part of our soul.
Part of our soul,
and draw it back with them to ourselves. Come out of this prison.
And we come out of this prison.
And establish our souls.
And establish our souls.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Glory.
You're still in that unforgiveness bitterness thing, but it's a little different flavors. Have you noticed?
My God.
You know, not all water tastes the same, does it?
No.
Right?
Amen.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We go into the prison.
We go into the prison.
Of unforgiveness.
Of unforgiveness.
And bitterness.
And bitterness.
Toward those.
Toward those.
Who have gossiped.
Who has gossiped.
And disdained us.
And disdained us.
Because of our birth.
Because of our birth.
Or our ancestors.
Or our ancestors.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We choose to forgive them.
We choose to forgive them.
And now.
And now.
We take back our soul.
We take back our soul.
That has been encaptured.
That has been captured
in this prison.
In this prison.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We come out of that prison.
We come out of that prison.
And restore our souls.
And restore our souls.
And now we establish.
And now we establish
our souls.
Our souls.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realms.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Ooh, glory.
Because gossip is a cancerous thing.
Yes, it is.
It will destroy. It is. If you don't cut it off, nip it in the bud.
Amen.
Okay. Like Barney Fife always said, nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
Okay. How about this one? A prison rebellion. Because sometimes you found yourself in that situation, what you ended up doing was rebelling and doing some stupid stuff.
Amen. Yeah.
How many know that sin is not smart?
Sin knows not.
Not even convenient. And it's certainly not cheap.
No, it ain't cheap.
Right. It'll take you where you don't want to go.
It's a cost.
Make you pay a price you don't want to pay.
Oh, my God.
And do things you don't want done.
Oh, Jesus.
And sometimes you still live with the consequence of that 30, 40 years later.
My God.
How many like remember that old saying, I should have danced all night? You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We go into the prison.
We go into the prison.
Of rebellion.
Of rebellion.
And we take back.
And we take back.
Our captured soul.
Our captured souls.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
We come out of that prison.
We come out of that prison.
And we restore our soul.
We restore our souls.
And we establish our soul.
We establish our soul.
With you.
With you.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Okay, how about this one? We've embraced the things of the world sometimes. You know those folks who embrace it and then just can't seem to get free of that thing? It's like a chain. It's almost like a rubber chain, like a little ball with a paddle on it. It might go away, but it's coming back.
Yep.
No matter what. You know, if you stretch a slinky out, you let it go, guess what it's going to do? It's coming back. Okay, that's how some of that sin stuff is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Walter deals with folks like who are captured in that prison on a regular basis. So, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We go into the prison.
We go into the prison.
Where we embrace the things of the world.
Where we embrace the things of the world.
We repent of that.
We repent of that.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
We go in.
We go in.
And bring back the captured part of our soul.
And bring back the captured part of our souls.
And we come out.
And we come out.
And establish our soul.
And establish our souls.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realms.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Glory.
Now, this is not talking about spaceships. Prison of alienation. Okay? But you feel like you're the only one with your condition. That's how it'll make you feel. It's a real lonely kind of place. Okay? Matter of fact, it's kind of like solitary confinement. And you feel like you live your life in solitary confinement. Anybody know what I'm talking about there? Okay? So, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We go into the prison.
We go into the prison.
Of alienation.
Of alienation.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I unshackle myself.
I unshackle myself.
From this prison.
From this prison.
And I take back.
And I take back.
captured parts of my soul.
The captured parts of my soul.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I come out of this prison.
I come out of this prison.
Restore my soul into myself.
Restore my soul into myself.
And establish my soul.
And establish my soul.
In the heavenly realms.
In the heavenly realms.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands just a moment. The glory of the Lord must come upon you. Thank you, Father. He's doing something with that. Refreshing some folks. Embracing some folks. Hallelujah. Where there have been wounds in your soul, they manifest sometimes in your body.
Oh, Jesus.
And He wants to bring restoration and restore your body from some of the stuff you've dealt with. And you wonder, where was this coming from? And it was coming from your soul that was damaged, that the enemy didn't capture. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing so. Thank you for touching Judy, Zilla, Nancy, Jimmy, Walter, Diana, the Shannon, Dr. D, and this young lady,
Mira.
Hi. And Adina, Dr. Maddie, myself, thank you for touching us, Lord.
Yes,
by the power of your grace.
God, we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further. How about this one? Loneliness. Anybody know what loneliness is like? You read a book about it. You wrote the book about it. Okay? Father in Jesus' mighty name.
Father in Jesus' mighty name.
We go in.
We go in.
To the prison of loneliness.
To the prison of loneliness.
And take our soul.
And we take our soul.
That has been captured.
That has been captured.
In this lonely place.
In this lonely place.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
We come out.
We come out.
We take our soul.
We take our soul.
Restore it unto ourselves.
Restore it unto ourselves.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
We establish our soul.
We establish our soul.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realms.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How about this? The prison of outcasts.
Oh my God.
Anybody ever felt like you were the outcast? In your family, you were the black sheep of the family. They labeled you that or something like that. Or you, there's only three kids and you're the third one or something. Or the middle child or something like that. And that middle child thing keeps you real strong here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But you think, I don't even belong here, and there's only three of us. Guess who's been messing with your mind with that?
The enemy.
The enemy has been stealing your stuff because of this prison of outcast. So in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We step in.
We step in.
To the prison.
To the prison.
Of outcasts.
Of outcasts.
And we take our captured soul.
And we take our captured soul.
And we bring it out.
And we bring it out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We restore it unto ourselves.
We restore it unto ourselves.
We establish our soul.
We establish our souls.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realms.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Middle child,
okay? All right, anybody else? Amina, Walter, myself, okay, anybody? Diane? No?
Okay. I'm next to the last out of six.
Well, you're still in the middle then. You want to put the book in. Your mom and daddy must have got along on occasion.
Three and three.
And she's a whole lot of middle children. Everybody, all the middle children get up front.
All the middle children.
I don't want to be middle children. Now the rest of you are going to help us with this, all right? Now I want you as representatives of others in their family, the older siblings or younger siblings, whichever.
Technically, she's the middle. On her daddy's side, she's the middle.
My brother, why y'all going to get
technical?
She's the middle. On her daddy's side.
All right. Now here's what I want the ones that are still remaining out here. Okay? I want you to ask forgiveness of them for mistreating and abusing your status in the family. Okay? So in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We ask, this is for them to say to you, okay? Y'all hush now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
As older or younger siblings.
As older or younger siblings.
We ask you forgive your forgiveness.
We ask your forgiveness.
For abusing.
For abusing.
For mistreating.
For mistreating.
For speaking ill of you.
For speaking ill of you.
And doing damage in your life.
And doing damage in your life.
By our treatment of you.
By our treatment of you.
As a gift from God.
As a gift from God.
And we ask you to forgive us.
We ask you to forgive us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now we all forgive
him. Amen.
Amen.
Father, you're looking at a whole bunch of middle youngins here. And in the name of Jesus, every part of their captured soul, we ask in Jesus' name that it be brought back.
Amen.
Every arena. Amen. Visualize that older sibling or that younger sibling, whoever it was. You know, the younger kid ends up being treated like a pet sometimes. And you can end up with resentment toward that. Okay? When the older ones end up tending to be bossy. So I need to... I forgive my bossy older sister, older brother.
And the baby who got away with everything.
Forgive them. If there's anybody like that that you need to forgive, just say, Father, I forgive so and so.
Forgive the only boy.
Yeah.
Father, I forgive
thee
too.
Treat
me as the only boy.
Mm-hmm.
That left me.
All right. See, because there's little things like that the enemy used to trip you up.
Yeah.
And hold you back. Because remember, there's a principle of honor involved. Now, they have to honor you, but you have to honor them. Okay? Now, in the Old Testament times, the firstborn got double whatever. Mm-hmm. That was just the way it was. Okay? And so there was a lot of disdain for the firstborn a lot of times. So if there's any disdain for the firstborn, you need to say, I forgive the firstborn for their position in the household. Okay?
Amen.
So in Jesus' name, Father, we forgive the firstborn for their position in our household.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
For their position in our household.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, you can come back to your seats. Is this helping anybody?
Amen.
Now.
This is excellent.
Let's go a little bit further, all right? Because I want, when I teach you stuff, I want to be stuff that helps you.
Yes.
Walking away just as bound. I've been to churches, you walk in bound, you listen to a message, and you walked out just as bound, if not more bound. Mm-hmm. Then you walk in. Mm-hmm. Thanks to no deliverance in the house. That, I don't want that to be the case.
Amen.
Right, Dr. Betty? I know she don't want it to be the case.
Amen.
She worked too hard for this thing.
Amen.
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 How about this next thing? Everybody stand with me, okay? I'm getting your exercise this morning.
Amen.
How about the prayer of rejection? Anybody ever know what rejection? You've read about that, right?
Lord, yes.
Have books on it. You line your shelf in these books, right?
Yeah.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We step in.
We step in.
In this prison of rejection.
In this prison of rejection.
And I go.
And I go.
And take the captured part of my soul.
And take the captured part of my soul.
And I take it back.
And I take it back.
I take it out of this prison.
I take it out of this prison.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I walk out.
I walk out.
I restore it unto myself.
I restore it unto myself.
I restore my soul.
And I restore my soul.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realms.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Woo!
How about this one?
My God.
This gets tied in there, and it shows up in a lot of physical stuff. Okay? The prison of self-rejection.
Self-rejection.
So, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We step in.
We step in.
To this prison cell.
To this prison cell.
Of self-rejection.
Of self-rejection.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I take the captured part.
I take the captured part.
Of my soul.
Of my soul.
And I bring it out.
And I bring it out.
Of this prison.
Out of this prison.
Every captured part.
Every captured part.
I bring them out.
I bring them out.
Every captured part.
Every captured part.
I bring every one of them.
I bring them out.
Oh my God.
You like Diana doing a prophetic act along with it. Just bring those pieces back.
Bring them out.
Bring those pieces back.
Oh my God.
All of them.
All of them. All of them. All.
Bring
all.
Them.
All.
to bring all those pieces back into our soul. In Jesus' name. And we restore our soul.
And we restore our soul.
And we step out.
And we step out.
And into your presence.
And into your presence.
Where we reestablish our soul.
Where we reestablish our soul.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
With you.
With you.
Amen.
Amen.
Childless.
My God.
You had trouble having kids, or you couldn't have kids, and you wanted to have kids, things like that. There's that's the result of a curse. Okay? So, for those who want to.
I was not under that curse.
I wasn't under that curse, and I don't want to restore that.
Well,
I wasn't under that curse.
But I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about there's a curse involved with that that was passed on to the kids.
Oh, amen. Okay. I want grandbabies.
You want grandbabies and great-grandbabies and stuff like that.
That's right.
Okay? But have you known families where they were barren? And that they needed that fixed?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's deal with that. There's a prison.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
We come.
Father, we come.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Into this prison cell.
Into this prison cell.
Of barrenness.
Of barrenness.
And childlessness.
And childlessness.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
Take back.
Take back
the captured parts of our soul.
The captured parts of our soul.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
We come out.
We come out.
Into your presence.
Into your presence.
We should restore our soul.
We restore our soul.
Unto ourselves.
Unto ourselves.
And establish our soul.
And establish our souls.
In the heavenly realms.
In the heavenly realms.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
Father.
Oh God, I received
see,
that.
See, it'll manifest itself in endometriosis and things like
oh,
that.
Oh God, I received that. I received that.
That's not your inheritance.
No,
okay?
I received it.
Now, how about this one? Anybody's words ever put you in prison?
My yes. God.
Yes.
How about this might be a little bit bigger cell than the others. Yeah. All right? And there's going to be certain phrases that the Lord will have you. You go, I'm taking my soul back from that part of that phrase, that word that was spoken over me.
My God.
How many have been prophesied?
Prophesied
on me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Now, as you, like Nancy just said, as we go in, we're going to break the curses that those words initiated in us. Okay?
Amen.
So, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We step into the prison.
We step into the prison.
Of the words of others.
Of the words of others.
And we take back.
We take back.
Every part of our soul.
Every part of our soul.
That has been captured.
That has been captured.
By the words of others.
By the words of others.
By the actions of others.
The actions of others. The
deeds of others.
The deeds of others.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every poisoning word.
Every poisoning word.
We take our soul back.
We take our soul back.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
We step out of that place.
We step out of that place.
And we step into your presence.
And we step into your presence.
We restore our soul.
We restore our souls.
Unto ourselves.
Unto ourselves.
Our soul unto the heavenly realm.
Our soul unto the heavenly realms.
And every word cursed.
And every word cursed.
We cancel it.
We cancel it.
By the authority.
By the authority.
Of the name.
Of the name.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Thank you that they bear no more fruit.
Thank you that they bear no more fruit.
In our body.
In our body.
In any fashion.
In any fashion.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God.
Yeah. Let's see if there's another one in. No, I want to tell you, welcome into the family of God.
Now,
for several of us, we went and did some of this the other night. Okay?
Nice to meet you. My name is Dashiana.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Now, but what I want you to, the ones who were not here, was it Thursday night?
Yeah.
Thursday night. Ones who weren't here Thursday night, I want you to go out to the fellowship hall. Okay? And we're going to do something with you.
Amen.
I'm going to have the rest of you help us, all right?
Just pray.
And just want to pray.
Oh, pray.
Yes.
I don't do any worship.
The Lord spoke this morning when he said this. Today was going to be a landmark day for some of you. Things were going to happen that you didn't realize were going to be happening. Things are going to break off that you didn't realize needed to be broken off.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So, as Dr. Maddie said, your coming wasn't an accident. Well, I asked the Lord to bring the ones he wants. I don't want anybody else. Well, not everybody wants to hear what he's saying to this body of folks. So we're glad you're here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So glad all of you have come. Now,